Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, Dr. Burns. Dr. Burns. Listeners, we have with us tonight on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Dr. Walter Burns. How are you doing this afternoon, Dr. Burns? Hello. 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 This is, we have with us tonight Dr. Walter Burns. We'll listen to some music tonight, and then we'll go on to the show.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to Three Way Entertainment, Grind Time Music Group.
Okay.
What's happening, B?
Hello, Dr. Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, how you doing, love? Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to speak game or be the one to drown you with words. I just wanna know your name, and then I'ma give you mine in return. Your lips, your eyes. Girl, you gotta know that you are one of a kind. And can you tell me this? Are you messing with some other guy? And if not, then maybe I can call you later on tonight and see what's going down.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you.
Chill with you.
Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food.
Oh.
Tell you good morning. Oh, yeah.
Now excuse me, miss, can I tell you this? Your beautiful skin's like a perfect 10. Your smile, your style, your sexiness look way more sweeter than a Hershey kiss. And you wearing that dress with them shoes and the rest, I can tell that you walk around with confidence. And I really like the way you smell. Girl, I love the way you carry yourself. Like, whoa. Yeah, I know you done heard this before, but I'm about to tell you some more. That you're really, really, really beautiful. From head to toe, like, whoa. I really wanna take it slow, so we can reach that last level, when we both get that perfect glow.
Good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you, but maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh, good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you, but maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh.
Sit back, relax.
Excuse me, how you doing, love? Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to speak game or be the one to drown you with words. I just wanna know your name, and then I'ma give you mine in return. Your lips, your eyes. Girl, you gotta know that you are one of a kind. And can you tell me this? Are you messing with some other guy? And if not, then maybe I can call you later on tonight and see what's going down.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you.
Chill with you.
Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food.
Oh, 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 oh.
I just wanna get
to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh, yeah. Now, excuse me, miss, can I tell you this? Your beautiful skin's like a perfect 10. Your smile, your style, your sexiness look way more sweeter than a Hershey kiss. And you're wearing that dress with them shoes and the rest. I can tell that you walk around with confidence. And I really like the way you smell. Girl, I love the way you carry yourself. Like, whoa. Yeah, I know you done heard this before. But I'm about to tell you some more. That you're really, really, really beautiful. From head to toe, like, whoa. I really wanna take it slow. So we can reach that last level. Where we both get that perfect low.
Good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you, but maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh, afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you, but maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh.
Sit back, relax.
Braxton with Good Afternoon. I apologize tonight, but Dr. Walter Burns cannot come on the show tonight. I apologize again. There was a time mistake that was on my part. He had called in at 6:30, and I couldn't come on the air because of technical difficulties. So he had to have a business meeting, so he could not come on. So it's my fault, and I apologize. to the listeners. Let's hear some X-40, Survival.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's my game style. Survivor. Come on.
Yeah. I'm a survivor. I live every
everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm is fire. Oh Lord, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm is fire. Oh Lord, I'm a survivor.
What is brand new? I bring it to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shield. You can listen.
Hello, Mr. Walter Burns. Hello, Mr. Walter Burns. Mr. Walter Burns. I can't hear you, sir.
Yeah, fortitude, survive of all turbulence, you know what it is? It's my game, survivor, come on.
Yeah, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm is fire. Oh Lord, I'm a survivor. I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm is fire. Oh Lord, I'm a survivor.
And my word is brand new. I bring it to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shield. You can listen to the news, the words that I utter. I testimonies good, better times in the past. I had my back to the wall, praises to God. I break the four walls, I broke on the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this, my enemies is on your knees. Stack to the ground.
Hello, Mr. Burns.
Yes, this is Dr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, I apologize. We had technical difficulties. I had to reopen the screen. I apologize to you. I am so sorry. I did not do that on purpose. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Yes, sir. We don't have a lot of time. We have about 15 minutes, but like I said, I apologize to you and I apologize to the listening audience. Dr. Burns, you serve on the kitchen cabinet of President Obama. Could you tell the listening audience about that? Could you tell the listening audience how you got that honor?
I assume in working closely with getting the president elected, in 2009, I received the certificate commission as an honorary member of the President's Kitchen Cabinet. I did work rather hard in my city and state to get the president elected, and did some traveling at my own expense to get the president elected.
Okay. So you helped get the president elected, and you're an honorary kitchen member. That is wonderful.
The kitchen cabinet has its beginning under President Andrew Jackson in 1803. Our young people that hear this ought to pull this up on their internet and research it, or get an encyclopedia and research President's Kitchen Cabinet. It has been in existence since Andrew Jackson, 1803. That was the first kitchen cabinet. President Obama has used this to effectively coordinate volunteers and persons supporting his candidacy and his yearning to serve his country.
Okay. You also pastor the Christian Home Community Baptist Church, am I correct?
Yes.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
How long have you been a pastor there?
I've been a pastor of that church almost 11 years.
11 years.
I've been a pastor, period, all of my adult life.
Okay.
Since I was 19 when I finished Morehouse, I was licensed to the gospel ministry, and shortly before that graduation, I took my first pastoral assignment at Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta as an interim pastor. They felt I was too young to be the main pastor, the senior pastor, but I became interim pastor after the retirement of the late Reverend Dr. C.J. Gresham. May I mention the Shiloh Baptist Church in Atlanta on Westview Drive now is the only church ever pastored by the late Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays. Dr. Mays pastored that church for 6 years. Before you, I, or my parents, or your parents were born, in the 20s he pastored that church. 6 years.
Okay.
That was my first assignment as a pastor.
You have 4 doctoral degrees, am I correct?
Yes.
4. What are they in?
Theology, systematic theology, psychology, education, and law.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You're very educated. Very educated. You remind me of a family member of mine.
But
I have a sister who lives in Atlanta.
The importance of that is not so much how many, is how well try to use them. What I tried to do was get myself fixed to serve my community, to give back to the community. The Almighty has blessed me beyond measure. God has blessed me with educated, giving, working parents, grandparents, great, even as far back as my great-grandfather, we can trace it. You have educators, ministers, teachers, physicians, nurses, and these were people who just didn't accept no for an answer. I feel blessed God to send me up in the line of these people who would not take no for an answer, who would not let anybody's sociological concepts throw them off the track. They went on and became educated and stepped out to serve. My parents taught me that the most important thing is not how much money you make, it's how much service you render. Now, they knew that it was good to make money, but money was not the primary object. The primary object was serving those less fortunate, really, more than that person is, and to serve was taught. That's taught biblically in the Christian Bible. It's taught in the Hebrew, the Jewish religion. All of you teachers worthwhile that every giving back is most
important to give back. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. It's important to give back to the community once you have achieved. That's really a great, takes a great man to do that. you were elected to a statewide board. Could you tell me the name of that board, and could you tell my listening audience?
I was elected to the Board of Healthcare Administrators for the state of Georgia. It was formerly named the Board of Nursing Administrators, and that's what it is now. But it was Healthcare Administrators when I was elected. Somebody had an article in the paper that said I was the first of my ethnic group to be elected. That was not important. The important thing was I was placed in a position where I could serve, and I did my best to serve well, to be faithful in my service, and to be adept in my service.
Okay. All right, there's nothing wrong with that. You're a very distinguished and educated African black American man, Dr. Walter Burns. Do you ever get to meet President Barack Obama during the kitchen cabinet meetings? Are you just in the same room with him? I mean, do you give ideas?
Been in the same room with the President of the United States.
Yes.
And that is an honor, but the greatest honor is to serve my people. I can get to him. I have friends who get to him every day. Congressman Sanford Bishop from Georgia is very close to the president. Sanford Bishop and I went to more college together. It's the same fraternity. We were together just a few weeks ago. We will be together at my house on other occasions. And we will probably, no doubt, be in Washington. President Obama is supposed to be in Atlanta on Friday, briefly. There is a great possibility I could see him then. I don't know what the situation is.
Okay.
But what you do is, it's some special to see the president, to have your picture taken, to be honored by the president. But the most important thing is to serve, and to serve a man as capable as President Obama is, and who is such a successful, I can call incidences that the people who opposed him for president said he would never do. They said he knew nothing about foreign affairs. Yet he ended the Iraq War. When we were having those problems with pirates grabbing our ships, with as little bloodshed as three persons, they brought one man home here, and he was tried and imprisoned. When we needed to get the leader of Afghanistan and a certain political thought that was prevalent and it was working against our government, the president used 9 Navy SEALs for support. And he was very successful. People have been trying to capture this man for years.
Bin Laden, yes.
Mr. Bin Laden. But the president made him a historical fact that is no longer existent as a terrorist to make the world situation worse than it is. And yet that was done with a minimum of violence and bloodshed. 9 Navy SEALs, American men and women, went in and captured this man, this terrorist, and they put his body to rest.
Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, has said a lot.
And he has
how
so much
did you feel
reason.
When he was first elected? What? How did you feel when you realized that he had been elected for president?
Tears of joy. I could say nothing but thank God. I had faith that he was going to win, and that night that he won, I talked to my brother, his neighborhood is very close to the street that President Obama's home was in Chicago, but he told me several years ago at a banquet that this man would be the next president of the United States, and he was only a state senator then, and I saw it work out as my older brother said it would. And President Obama has been one of the most competent and has the first health care bill in 100 years. You haven't had a health care bill that took under consideration every American in 100 years. And anything close to it has been about 60 years ago. That's during the times of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Other social reforms. We stopped certain forms of prejudice in the military under President Obama. He's a person of right and righteousness. He not only is a scholar, he is a gentleman. His wife is not only a beautiful lady, beautiful on the outside and inside, but a brilliant woman and a helpmeet. A brilliant helpmeet.
Yes.
He was the first of his ethnicity elected head of Harvard Law Review. And the man that nominated him was from Georgia. Is now on the Georgia State Supreme Court, the State Supreme Court.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he would be a person that President Obama didn't name call about. It was President Obama until he was appointed to, elected by us as a member of the State Supreme Court. He pointed out he gave the nomination for President Obama to be the head of Harvard Law Review. Now, you have to meet certain very rigid academic qualifications. And, of course, you don't have to be a lawyer, and let all you young people know this. You don't have to be a lawyer to serve on the United States Supreme Court. Make sure all of them know that. The Constitution says that you have to have good behavior, good conduct. It doesn't require you to have a law degree. And most judges in most cities, in most states in America are not even law school graduates. Now, you probably won't get appointed without a law degree, but the last man that served on that without a law degree was in 1957 when I was an elementary school student.
Dr. Walter Burns?
Yes?
I'm running out of airtime. I apologize to you. I thank you for coming on talk with Angela Butler. Thank you for being such a prestigious and distinguished guest and gracing my show with your presence.
Thank you for gracing me and blessing me with an opportunity to come on your show. And I feel special because you allowed me to come on and you asked me. You've given me a lot by letting me come on.
Thank you
so much.
Yes, sir. All right.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. You too, sir. Bye.